the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Welcome, 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 friends, to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. We are so excited to have you here today. My name is Trish, real estate broker, mindset coach, and today you're calm in the Gen Z storm.
And I'm Nicole Hughes, co-host for the day. I am your elder millennial. I am an intuitive consultant, a dual certified holistic health and life coach, and the founder of the Embody Shop.
Woo! I know all of you are asking, where is Miss Kylie B? And sadly, she has many sick littles, and sometimes that's what happens in the elite life. So Nicole has been so brave to jump in today for our very, very special episode, which is our Teen Takeover Edition. Woo! We are handing the mics to two powerful, hilarious, and insightful girls, my beautiful, wonderful nieces, Kaylee and Michaela. Woo! Woo! All right. So first, we're going to have Kaylee tell us a little bit about yourself, introduce yourself, tell everybody who you are, what you do, what you love, what you hate, anything you want to talk about.
I'm Kaylee. I go to Taylor Preparatorial, and I'm in the choir, and I like to, like, sing and draw and stuff.
Nice. Love it. Love it. Who you got with you today?
Michaela.
I'm Michaela. I'm 16 years old. I'm a senior. I go to John Glenn High School. I play softball there. And I'm glad to be on here today. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. And we are having a special treat at our house today. We are doing Summerween, which is Halloween meets summer, which these two very insightful young ladies have put together for us. Maybe we'll throw some clips in there of the delicious treats that they've made, all of a spooky genre. This episode is for every mom who's ever said, "Why won't my teen talk to me?" Or ever grown up that said, "I don't get what skeet Dizzle was up any of that slang means. I'm too old to even know what it is." So they are going to demystify it for us.
Love that.
Love that. Love that. Love that. All right. So let's get this party started. We're gonna do some, like, rapid fire question asking, and then, you know, they might throw in some extras for us. We never know what's going to happen. So let's break the ice, shall we? We'll do, like, a quick fire round. Worst school lunch you've ever had, and why?
Well, mine is, it was, like, this pasta salad type stuff. It was so, like, sticky and gooey, and it was just disgusting. I literally threw up after that. It was just so nasty.
Ooh, no, yeah. Sticky gooey. No sticky gooey.
Mine has to be, like, freshman year. We have this taco nacho little area that we get nachos at, and I was, like, obsessed with them, and I had nachos one day. It was, like, in October, and I was mixing them around, and I saw, like, a tooth in there. It was so bad. It was so disgusting. I never ate school lunch after that.
Do better, school lunch ladies. Do better.
There's a lot of protein in teeth, though, right?
Isn't it?
Calcium?
Yeah, calcium. Okay. I thought calcium. It was calcium.
Calcium.
I don't know.
I already made this mistake, so tell us some slang words that adults should stop using immediately.
You go on that one.
Honestly, I don't even know. What slang words do you guys even, like, use? I don't hear much. I just hear, like, normal day-to-day, like...
I hear some people still using cringe. Is cringe cool? Is it not cool?
Corn. Like, some of my teachers be trying to say corn. Like, we can only say that because it's just, like, it's different when they say
it. What does corn mean?
Like, you're a cornball. Like, it's corny, like cringy.
Yeah.
So, like, use it in a sentence. How would you use corn?
Like, you're so corn.
Like,
you're
that's so corn. Like,
ew, that's corn.
Okay, but do things still slap?
Oh, that, no, that's, like, that's like,
corn
very,
for everybody. Like, yeah. That's, nobody
But that's, like,
needs
very, like,
that.
2018. That's, like, Coachella 2016 type. Yeah. Nobody says, like, that slaps anymore.
Yeah. When so I was a billet, like, mom, and I had Jack, he used to say slaps a lot. And I think that Trent would have been about 16. So that would be about 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, so, like, I think it's when adults try to use words that are old and they think it's still in, it's just like, okay, like, stop.
But how do we know when it's over?
Yeah, I guess you'll never know. Man. You just gotta be on that same wavelength.
or like, even like, that's fire. Like, I feel
we can't say it's fire anymore.
I feel like that's just for us to say, like, it's just like, yeah, it's corn when y'all say
it. I feel like I've known that.
Really?
I feel good.
Well,
in my heart,
I'm glad to learn that, because I think I threw up like 7 fire emojis yesterday. So
yeah, I think we'll have an extended version. This is actually very insightful. So yeah. we'll have a longer chat later.
Yeah. Okay.
I need to know all the things I have to stop saying because it's not cool. Yeah. And I like want to be that cool aunt. I'm like, I'm totally hip, and then I realize like I'm probably that blonde mom from the meme that's not.
You just gave yourself away by saying hip, so maybe we should move on to the next question.
What's a TikTok trend that you secretly love?
You want to go first?
You explain yours first.
Okay, so like, this isn't a cross like platform thing. I know it's been like popular on TikTok recently, but it's like ASMR. Like, ASMR is so relaxing. I watch TikTok ASMR every single night before I go to bed. I love it so much.
And so tell our listeners exactly what it is, because some people probably don't know.
Okay. ASMR, like, I forgot what it stands for again, but it's like auditory something. It's like something that relaxes you, like a certain sound. Like, if you ever sat in like a room and somebody makes a certain sound, like taps on their desk or like plays with their paper, and you think that's like relaxing, like it relaxes your head and like relieves your body.
Okay.
And then it helps you like sleep and just like releases your stress.
Nice. I like to listen to what did I say it was? Relaxing tones on Audible when I go to bed. Like healing frequencies.
The binaural beats.
Healing and frequencies. Yeah,
That's a form. That's a form. Just like rain sounds. Like, that's just, yeah.
Yeah. It's the sounds that like they just scratch the certain part of your brain.
Yeah. And you're just like, don't stop doing that. Yeah. Like, keep going.
Yeah. There was rain on last night on my healing frequencies, but then I had to keep getting up and going potty. So I don't know that that was helpful to me to fall asleep. I don't know. All right. Kaylee, what you got?
I think, like, I don't really know if it's like a trend or not, but like, I've been watching a lot of like unboxing of like Labubus and stuff. Like, that's just been like so fun to watch. And it's like,
what's Labubu?
It's like a little stuffed animal toy, but they're like really expensive, like $100 for like that like size toy.
Dang.
It's like, they're still really cool. Like, I want to get one, but I'm like, would I pay that much for a little thing? And then they like come off your bag so easily, but they're cute. So I don't know. Or I might get one.
Or like clothing hauls. Like, people like unbox their clothes, like show you what they just got. And it's just like, you see like what everyone's into.
Yeah.
And it's just really nice to look at.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. I fell down a scroll hole yesterday, and it was like this family. It was like a mom, a dad, and like 2 little girls, and they were like dancing everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm watching these kids dance on their porch. Like, what am I doing with my life right now? I need to go to bed.
Yeah.
At least if I was watching unboxing, I could have got like some style ideas.
Yeah. It's definitely humbling. Like, when you're sitting there watching it, and then you look around, you're just like realizing you just spent like 2 hours just like watching people tap on boxes, or like watching people like show you their clothes. It's like humbling after a while.
Oh man,
I love that moment of self-awareness though. That's really beautiful.
What's a TikTok trend you think should be banned forever? Stop it, we don't want to see it anymore.
You want to go first?
No, you go first.
I gotta say, like, I know you guys are millennials, and I'm like, and I know that's like the target audience right now, but millennial TikTok has to stop. It's like, I feel like Jim Carrey like influenced you guys to make these like faces or whatever, and like it's just so corny. It's so corny. And or like Gen X Rise, like there's this dude on TikTok and he's like, Gen X Rise, like Gen Z, we need to put them down. They think that we're like trying to cancel Eminem, and like this is not even a thing. And it's just like them just targeting Gen Z and just like, we need to rise. I'm like, okay, man. Okay.
So it's like grown-up hate on teenagers on TikTok.
Basically, and they just like create things in their head, and it's just like, Gen Z's trying to cancel Eminem. And like, this lady made like a rap about it, and I'm like watching, and I'm like, nobody ever said these things. Like, nobody was trying to cancel Eminem. I'm so confused.
The story we were making in our mind was, you can't cancel our boy.
Yeah, I would never. That thought never crossed my mind. That's so interesting.
To battle the teens on the TikTok?
Or cancel Eminem.
Yeah.
Nobody's thought of it. Yeah, nobody's thought of it. So I don't know where they're getting it from. I just think they have that like image in their head of like Gen Z sensitive, like they're doing this and that. So let's just see if they're going to react to this. You know what I'm saying?
So they're trying to like take over TikTok from you guys.
I guess so. I think they're just trying to target us because they think
they're
like, to like see if we're like sensitive in a way and like to see if we're going
to see if you'll feed their algorithm because then they get paid by their brand deals.
Yeah.
All attention is good attention.
Yeah. Is it though?
I don't know. That's what Grant Cardone said.
That's going to be my one because I didn't really have one. But then when she started talking about that, I agree with that.
It's just so like corny and it's just like every time it's like rage bait. You guys know rage bait?
Yes.
It's familiar. Just. Yeah, it's just rage bait, and I'm just like, what are you guys doing? Like, get a job.
Right.
My phone is in the room right now, so I'm very excited for what's going to pop up on my FYP later. I'm going to go down this whole rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see this. I didn't know there was so much haters against the other generation.
I love you guys. I just want to throw that out there. I'm safe space.
Auntie Cole is the best. She's got
I promise.
All right. Most embarrassing thing your phone has ever autocorrected.
Me and Kaylee agreed on this one. On my way.
Yeah.
On my way. You go OMW and it just goes on my way exclamation point. And it's like your first hangout with somebody, you're trying to be like
nonchalant.
Yeah, nonchalant. And all of a sudden it's just on my way. Exclamation point, like you're just so giddy.
And then it's like the cap, like the O is capitalized, and it's just making me look like I'm so excited. Like, even if I am excited, I don't want to seem like it, especially like the first meetup. Like, I don't know.
I'm melting inside right now because you and I, as elder millennials, text the same, and I'm hearing this. So no exclamation, no.
Well, like, I do like that when I'm like close to somebody, but it's like when you're hanging out with somebody the first time and it's like, on my way, explanation points. Like, you don't want to be.
Eager.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing?
Chill.
It's over the top.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm always over the top. I'm so excited. I'm just like, I also add a smiley face or like whatever emoji I used last, you're getting it.
Yeah.
So, ooh.
I use a lot of emojis and exclamation points, and I'm going to guess it's very corn.
I don't really use any emojis.
I use emojis. It depends on, like, what the context is. But, like, sometimes I'll be, like, cigarette, whiskey. Like, I need a shot of whiskey and a cigarette right now. Like, I'm going through something. Or, or like, I type in all caps all the time. Because, like, I don't like that plain energy of just, like, subtle, like, just lowercase. I feel like that's so dry. So, like, I like the capitalized and just, like, that's the only way I talk.
Okay. I like it. All right. Nicole, I guess the next questions are yours.
Nicole. Yes, I do have a question for you.
Got it.
She's like, I'm on it. What is one school rule that you think is just so lame?
Do you want to go first?
I'll go first. But so, it was last year we had a rival like game and there was a bunch of fights that just broke out. And then ever since then, you had to be invited to a football game by like a cheerleader or a football player. And then, or if you didn't, you just didn't get to go. And I thought that was just so stupid because like Friday Night Lights are like something that like brings people together. And that's like the big part of high school. And I was like, you're just going to take that away now because like, our security wasn't on their game, like making sure these people like from Romulus, from Summit didn't get into here starting all these fights. Cause like mostly it was like Romulus kids that were starting the fights. Like, so I just thought that was so stupid. That's just a big part of high school. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's so sad. So like you can't go to a football game unless a football player or cheerleader invites you.
Yep. I hope that it's changed this year because I just want to go to a football game without having to be invited. And it's also sucky, too, because, like, sometimes, like, the student section is so, like, small now. And it's, like, what's even the point anymore?
Yeah, that's terrible. That's, like, a huge, like, rite of passage, like you said.
Right. It's a big part of high school. So I hope it's changed this year. I don't know if they are, but I hope so because, like, I don't want to just go to a football game just to be, like, three people in the student section and like nothing's hype.
Right.
Yeah. So if any administrators are listening to this by any chance right now, we'd really like you to undo that rule because it's definitely lame. Yeah.
Upgrade your security, please.
Yeah. Show student IDs. Like you could show student IDs very easily. Yeah. Yes. And you should be able to participate in the sports and school spirit for your school.
We can come up with some alternative solutions for this.
Absolutely.
And I've got time. So I'm in. Tag me in.
Got it.
I will say, though, like, that's a problem. Some schools, like, when Trent was in high school, there was all of those, like people writing in the bathroom, so they were locking down schools. So they locked down every bathroom in high school. Right.
That's what they do now because, like, the vaping problem is so bad. But I'm like, I feel like there's so many alternatives to getting rid of this situation other than just locking the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Like, it's just this small solutions for something so much bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, you guys can, because I ended up having to call like the Oakland County Health Department. I'm like, my kid can't use the restroom during the day. They had one bathroom open for like 500 kids. Yeah. And I said, you guys could put metal detectors out front. And they wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't do anything. I said, the next call I have is to Channel 7 News. And then they finally open the bathrooms. And the next year they put metal detectors out front. Yeah. I'm like, I sit there and I see the principal out there greeting people. The principal could just walk them through some metal detectors if you're that stressed out about it.
I feel like this can be a group project, though, because, you know, a couple of things that we're learning in school is one, creative thinking, and two, problem solving. So how about we offer it up to all of the students and say, hey, let's come up with some solutions to this problem that we have.
Yeah.
Because we're already problem solving here.
Yeah.
Like, we've got ideas other than the extremes and overcorrecting, right?
Yeah, so, for sure.
Oh, man.
Thank you for sharing that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, mine was, I feel like school uniforms, like, but it's depending because at my school, they're like so strict with it. Like, they even like make us tuck in our shirts and stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's never that serious. We're already coming to school in uniforms. Like, why are you trying to like be so particular?
Yeah. I get that. I think, you know, it's so interesting. When I was growing up, well, and you're in a preparatory school, you know, uniforms, you know, I went to public school, and so we didn't have to wear uniforms, but there was a very strict dress code. And then you start to get into that where it's like self-expression and, you know, being able to like, this is my style, this is the way that I feel comfortable, these are the things that I feel good in. But then you also reach that point where, like, unfortunately, some people ruin it for everyone, where they go too far and the, you know, it's too short. And well, some of the things that I've seen these days, oh my gosh, like.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna lie, it's bad. It gets bad.
Yeah, so, but it's like, where do you draw the line? Is it like, hey, I'm going to wear this collared shirt, but I just don't want to tuck it in?
Yeah.
Right.
One of the schools that Angelina went to where she had uniforms, they were so strict. It was like what color belt you could have on. And yeah, it was like very detailed. And I get like having school uniforms for bridging the gap, I would say, between like income levels of different kids in the school. I can totally see that. Making it easier on parents, monetary wise, everybody grabs a couple polos and a couple khakis and we're good to go. Mm-hmm. But those little details like must be tucked in, must wear this collar belt, like that just, I feel like, again, you're overcorrecting.
Right.
I
think
that was a good word. Like, it's even going down to like socks. They try to, like, make, I'm like, no, like, even, that's, like, too deep.
That's definitely so lame.
Yeah, you could give a little bit of self-expression in wearing, like, some fun socks. Yeah.
Or it's, like, they don't even see my socks most of the time because I'm, like, either wearing, like, leggings or, like, just regular khaki pants or something. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, what's the point of that?
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
And what happens if they catch you wearing the wrong socks?
We get, like, a detention or even, like, sometimes a suspension.
What? So. Suspended for socks. Let's talk
for
about
a day.
That.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Okay.
It's again, the stupid problems that we're going to work on, I don't think that socks needs to be one of them.
Yeah.
Let's get
realistic. Bigger things in the world than socks.
Yeah. For sure. Hmm. For sure. Those are good ones. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing.
They were.
We are curious about the unspoken rules of hallway culture. Is there still like a lot of craziness in the hallways at school, or has that been eliminated? Is it about clothes, attitudes, who you're seen with? Tell us a little bit about what that feels like. What's the vibe in the halls?
Well, I just think like other people, like it just be too much going on, like with them, like PDA. they be like kissing and stuff, all up on each other in the hallway. Like, you're more worried about my socks, and then you're not saying nothing to these people in the hallway. Like, and I'm telling you, like, full up, they be 5 minutes, bro. It be seem like it go by so slow when it's they just be in the corner or something. Like, literally, last day of school, I literally caught these two people in the gym room, like, full on just, I'm like, I can't do this. Like,
like they're about to bend each other over or something.
Like, do something. And I'm like, you're worried about my socks. Or worried about my tucked in shirt. Like, that's just,
Priorities. Priorities, administrators. Priorities. Get it together.
So you would, are you a no PDA in the hallway?
No. I mean, I wouldn't do that anyway. My boyfriend doesn't go to that school, but, like, I wouldn't do that anyway because that's just, like, ew.
It's so weird. And, like, all these people are judging you. Like, don't you get that, like, don't get that sense of, like, and judgment? Like, I don't know.
Time and a place.
Yeah, there is.
And it's just, like, it's in public. Like, there's a whole bunch of kids around you. Why do you feel the need to do that?
That's so interesting. I never even had enough time to get to my next room to stop and do that for 5 minutes. So, okay. So the hallway culture has changed.
Yeah.
It's like at my school, PDA, it's bad, but it's not as bad as what she was saying. But like a big problem is like if you're a slow walker in the hallway, oh, you're getting cussed out. Like you can't be a slow walker. That's everyone's biggest pet peeve. And if you bump into somebody in the hallway, oh, they immediately think that you just want to fight. Like, right away. You can't bump into anybody. You can't be a slow walker. You just got to make sure you maintain that pace and stay to yourself, stay to your friends and everything. Because I remember it was, like, sophomore year. I bumped into this girl on accident. And I was like, I'm sorry. And then she's like, oh, so you're just going to bump into me and not say nothing? And I was like, I said I was sorry. And I kind of gave her an attitude because I'm like, why are you approaching me like that? And then she was like, okay, so you want to fight me then, huh? I'm like, how did we go just from like 3 to 100? Like, what is going on? I was like, no, I don't. I don't have the time for that. Like, turn around. What are you doing? Okay. And then I just walked to class. I was just like, okay, whatever.
That escalated quickly, huh?
Yeah.
I will say, I went to Wayne High for my last 2 years, and I remember girls fighting in the stairway, like hair flying down the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we had a lot of fights in school when I went.
We get a lot of braids everywhere.
Yeah.
A lot of 3-inch bust downs all over the floor. Like, that's just what happens. And, like, these fights are recorded, and you'll go on Instagram later on and look at it, and it's just like, this girl's butt out because, like, they're dirty fighting, like, they're fighting dirty, and then their hair just flying out, and I'm like, what is going on?
Literally.
I didn't even think about that because we didn't have, like, cell phones or recording when I was in school. Now everything's recorded.
Yeah.
Are there cameras, like, in the school hallways, too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so everything's recorded.
Yeah.
But do you think, okay, here's a great question off script. Do you think that those cameras, like, really make anybody think twice about anything they do? Because it sounds like not. It sounds like people don't even care about the cameras.
Yeah, the kids at my school really don't care. You see, like, they be doing all that PDA and stuff. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care at all. They never take that into account.
And I feel like, again, the problems in the bathrooms and stuff, you should be able to tell who's doing that if you got cameras all over, like, who went in there.
Right, because it's like, my school, like, big groups of people be going in there and vaping. And then, like, me and my friend, like, walk down the hallway, and the principal, she'll be like, oh, you better not be going in there vaping. Like, girl, don't make me mad, because that's like, why would I be doing that anyway? Like, especially, like, I feel like even if you do that, why are you doing that in school? Like, you can wait till you get home to do that. Like, it's never that serious. You can wait 8 hours.
Nicotine fiends.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, we have hall monitors all around. So, like, they see this stuff. But, like, there's this hall monitor in my school. Her name's, like, everyone just calls her Grandma. And I swear she knows that these girls are vaping in there. But, like, she acts like she's trying to stop them. But really, in reality, like, she just doesn't care. Because she's just like, oh, this is Grandma. Yeah, these are my little babies. So she's just, like, taking them under her wing and just, like, letting them off.
So she's trying to be cool and not doing her job.
Yeah, and it's just, like, some people, they do see it going on and they're trying their hardest to stop. But, like, they just don't care. Right. Like, these kids just don't care.
I'm just hearing about it and I'm kind of scared of them. So, you know, maybe they're afraid of, you know, getting involved. What will happen to them?
That's true. You don't want to get your wig ripped off when you're grandma.
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, I remember I had a Spanish teacher freshman year, and he was like, well, if there's a fight breaking out in front of me, I'm not doing nothing about it. I'm not losing a tooth, and I get paid 60 grand a year. Like, I'm not losing a tooth over that.
So. It's true. Yeah. It's true.
I don't
blame
them.
You're not giving them much incentive to try to change the world or change the kids, right?
Yeah.
Pay the teachers better, people. Pay the teachers better. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we have so much more. Goodness, we are only on page one, y'all.
Yeah.
1 month.
There's so much more I would like to know.
Come back for all the tea. Do people still say the tea? They're like, that is also corn.
Corn.
Did you know that over 80% of real estate agents call it quits within their first year in the business? It's a staggering statistic. But at MyStarsAcademy.com, we're here to change that narrative. Our expert-based training and coaching program caters to both agents and brokers. The Agent Accelerator Program is your key to leveling up your real estate business. Learn how to generate a constant flow of free leads, convert those leads into loyal clients, and keep them coming back for more as repeat business. Our industry experts bring years of proven success to the table and provide one-on-one coaching to help you achieve structure and work-life balance. We'll map out a plan for you to follow, guiding you through the steps to scale and grow both in your business and personal life. Don't become another statistic. Visit MyStarsAcademy.com and enroll today to pave the way for your future success.
And welcome back, friends. We are having so much fun in our Teen Takeover edition with my amazing nieces, Michaela and Kaylee, and our amazing co-host, Nicole, today. Woo! And next up, Nicole's going to start us off with the first question.
Yeah. So, you know, we were just talking about social media and we're talking about the drama in the hallways and stuff. So the question I want to ask you is, how do you balance all of this? So balancing your grades, dealing with the drama, dealing with social media, and just kind of all the things that are part of life for someone your age.
Well, for me, I'm just the type of person to, like, right when I get an assignment, I get it done in class or I finish it in the next class, because it just stresses me out, like, knowing that I have an assignment to do and I need to get it done. So, like, if I wait, like, it won't leave my mind, and, like, my mind won't let me rest unless I get it done. So, like, that's just something I do right away. And then with, like, drama on social media, I just stay to myself with social media. I just post whatever I want to post, like, whatever I want to like. And I just talked to my friends, and I realized, like, throughout high school, like, I need to keep more of a better friend group around myself, because, like, having, like, a variety of friends, it's caused me to, like, see, like, who you need in your life and who you don't, because, like, some people are just terrible people, genuinely.
Yeah.
And, I mean, eventually they do grow up to be, like, better people, but, like, sometimes it's just best that they stay out of your life. Because, like, people can have, like, a negative impact on you and your mindset and everything. And I've learned that. So that's why I just channel myself to my little group of friends. I stay like that. If things need to change, then things need to change. And that's, like, what I deal with. And then just stay to myself and my friends.
Those are such wise words from a younger generation.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of 40-year-olds that are just now figuring that out and shrinking their circle to the people that align with their values and morals and all of that. So good for you.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah, well, I kind of agree, with her, because I realized that, like, because I've always had, like, a lot of friends, but, like, coming into high school, like, it just, like, a lot of stuff has happened over the years, and I just, like, now I just have, like, 2-3 close friends that I keep. And it's just, like, even then, like, it's just be too much, like, too many rumors and stuff going on and stuff. So it's just, like, I don't know what to believe. But, I mean, I believe my closest friends.
Sure.
So, but, like, with my work and stuff, I'm the opposite of her. Like, I don't, like, it doesn't cross my mind. I mostly, like, forget about most of the stuff. So that's why I have to constantly look at my stuff and make sure it's done.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I love that. So we heard quality over quantity for friends, and then two differing. It's so funny because Trish is such the, I am as well. We talk about this all the time. If there's something that we have to do, people will be like, okay, like you can get it to me in 6 days. And it's like, oh, I'm actually going to do it right now.
That's exactly what I'm.
And then I'm done. And so then my brain doesn't have to think about it. But you're different where you're just like, you know, I'll get around to it when the vibe is right.
Right.
I literally, for our first like summer book for my AP Lit class, I read that within, like, right when we got it, like the first week, even before school ended. I read it the first week and got it done and wrote my essay. And now I'm reading our next book that is due, I think, like July, like the end of July. And I'm almost done with that.
Yeah, I will tell you, in college, most people are like you, Kaylee, because I'd be on my teacher like, hey, I need you to open up this assignment so I could submit it. And they'd be like, we didn't think anybody would be doing that yet. And I'm like, I have to get it done because like you, it like ruminates in my head.
Yeah.
But the bulk of the class is like you, where it's like, we're going to wait until the night before because all of a sudden the alarm's going off that we must have it done in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like I would notice that because I would get updates when people would submit on like a discussion board. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why is everybody submitting the discussion board? It's 3 minutes still class, what are you people doing? And I was like, right on it. So there's a lot of both, but more of you than there are of you.
Yeah. And I've been both in my life, so
right. Yeah. What do you guys think adults misunderstand about your generation and school today? This one says school today, but I want to say like you guys in general, because I feel like a lot of people have a lot of like, I hate when people like just blanket like a whole generation. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I just think that they don't understand that we kind of have feelings too, because like, especially like school, like some days, like with my auntie, like I don't be wanting to like go to school, like, or I just don't feel like good enough to go to school, and she'll just be like, no, like I don't care, like whatever, just go. And it's just like, it just makes me feel some type of way, because it's like, you don't understand like what's going on. Yeah, it's just I don't know how to really explain it, but
it's like that mental health need. Because school gets weighing.
Yeah, and so it's just like worrying about everything, all the work, and then all the drama, and it's just like it's too much sometimes. And it's, sometimes I just need a break, and then like she doesn't understand it. So yeah.
So more empathy.
Yeah.
It's like for me, with adults pin like problems on the student instead of like really pinning problems on the teachers. At least what I've experienced with like my parents. They pin more of the problems on the students than the actual teachers. And that's, like, a main problem that I've been seeing recently. Don't get me wrong. Like, students, they are getting lazier with, like, work-wise. Like, they'll wait last minute or they just won't do the assignment at all because they're like, whatever, I don't care. So I understand that. But a lot of these teachers are getting so lazy when it comes to their job. Like, my English 11 class that I took this year, we did not write a single essay this whole entire year. And this is like the main year you're supposed to be writing because of like SAT, everything like that, getting you ready to write your college essays. And so this is the main year that you're supposed to be writing a lot. And we didn't write a single essay. She said like at the end of the year for our final, she was like, I don't know if I want to give you guys an essay to write yet because I don't know if I feel like grading that. This is your job. So why are we worried about that? And then I remember another teacher, he was like, yeah, I use AI to grade my sheets and stuff now. And I'm like, so you guys want to pin, and like, you guys want to pin this on us about using AI, this and that, but you're literally using AI to do your job for you. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, it's just an issue that I see lately. Cause like, don't get me wrong, like students, they need to be like taking accountability more and like actually taking the initiative to do their work and everything and like try. But teachers then, they're just like getting lazier. They just don't feel like doing much anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, how am I supposed to grow from that?
Yeah.
So this is such beautiful insight. And this kind of goes back to the last time I was on the podcast as a guest, we were talking about the work that I do as a coach. And it has a lot to do with, you know, we talked a lot about the the life that we're all living right now and how much has been coming at us. And, you know, Trish and I can talk about our generation and everything that we've experienced along the way. And then we can talk to you guys about what it's been like growing up in this age, you know, this digital age, and just kind of, you know, the world and the pace that we're moving, and everything is so fast. And so, you know, when you're bringing up that, you know, there are days where you're just like, I just don't feel like I can go. It feels heavy. I'm exhausted. Like, I just can't do it. Like, that's a really big conversation to be having. And the thing that we're seeing, though, is also, you know, you're explaining here so beautifully about like how you guys are showing up to school, but even the teachers are experiencing burnout because this generation is in the state that they're in, right? Like, you guys have your things going. You just described the hallways. You just described the things. They're trying to bring order to chaos. The teachers are exhausted. And I remember my mom saying, so my mom's generation, when they went to high school, like, her memories of high school are fun. Everything was fun. They had a blast. It was like they'd goof off. They did this and that. It was not stressful. They were not talking about going to college. They were not worried about what they were going to do to work when they graduated. My generation, it was, you need to go to college. You need to get a degree or you will become nothing. Pressure, pressure, pressure.
Yeah, definitely.
And when I was in high school, the counselors were saying, like, we're seeing this big shift. People were starting to fight in the hallways. Like, you know, a lot of the things that you're experiencing at an increased level now. And so it's this snowball effect and it's just getting worse. But I think this is like, we're talking about empathy and recognizing that we are all experiencing this. Like, you're, you know, understanding that your teachers, you know, you're saying they're getting lazier as well. Like, they're exhausted too. Like, we're all, it's recognizing that each of us is experiencing these things the same but different. And so just having that understanding, and I think we all need to come to this collective, like, hey, this isn't working. What can we do to change this? Because everyone is burnt out.
Yeah. I would say, though, I would add to that, though, like with Michaela's comment about her one teacher, there needs to be some more checks and balances, though, because if Michaela's not learning the skills she needs to learn to be able to pass her ACTs and SATs to get into college, something needs to be done about that teacher that isn't showing up to teach those skills. So just putting so many things on autopilot is another problem, right? Like talking about AI or talking about the burnout. So, like, okay, now the administrators are putting administration on autopilot, which means the teachers aren't showing up how they need to. And yes, that English teacher may be experiencing burnout. However, she still has a job to do to equip these kids. So something has to give somewhere.
What support are the teachers being given?
Right. But, like, if I'm Michaela's parents and I don't know that this teacher is not equipping her with the skills, and then I see her SAT scores and I'm like, Michaela, you're better than this. What's going on? But she was never taught how to do the skills that she needs to do. Like, this is a bad circle to be in. So I think, like, this podcast is really important and relevant because, number one, like, everybody needs to take a moment and really check in with each other, because I think as a parent, my kind of default would be, hey, kid, why aren't you performing? Instead of, let's actually talk about what's going on in the schools. And I think that's another thing. Like, one thing I found when Trent was in high school, he had a book that he needed to read for a class. And I knew he was, like, going on a tournament or something like that. And so I had got it on Audible for him to be able to listen to on the road, because I knew he just was not going to have the time to read it. So I put it on Audible. And then for whatever reason, I was like, let me listen to this book. This book was awful. It like disturbed me. Like, the stuff that was in it was like, it was very disturbing. It had I don't even want to say it out loud. No. It was so disturbing. It was so disturbing. But I was like, this should not be a book that high schoolers are reading. Like, this content disturbed me as an adult. I don't want my high schooler reading this. Whether it's a boy, it's a girl, it's whoever. If I'm disturbed by listening to this book, our children should not be listening to this book. Right. And it's like, but I would have never known that had I not gotten an Audible and listened to it. So it's like, how removed our parents from actually knowing what you're being taught. And then the administrators are putting it on autopilot. Like, there is just not enough checks and balances. And I'm not saying, like, be helicopter parents, but a little bit more checking in on, instead of just, like, reacting, right? Mm-hmm. More checking in and less, like, just reaction.
Yeah.
Less reaction. One of the things me and Dave had talked about, like, when Angelina's struggling, I'm like, sit at the table with her and do her homework with her. Because if you're doing their homework with them or quizzing them, like, I used to do a lot of quizzing Trent, or like we talked about me reading over your paper. I used to read over a lot of his papers. And then you actually know what they're doing. And that may be hard, because as parents, we may not feel like, or caregivers, we may not feel like we have the bandwidth or we have the time. But you got to make that time. Mm-hmm. You got to make that time. And honestly, when you look at it in the broad sense of things, you do have the time. You just have to make it a priority. So if you're finding yourself, parents, getting on your kids that you're caregiving for, that are your daughter or son, like, think about this podcast and check in with them and have like a real conversation, or look at the actual work that they're doing and do some with them, because I think that's really important. And I'm not saying like you have to hold their hand along the way. Yes, they're supposed to be grown-ups and independent, but there's also something to be said about a little bit more checks and balances. And I think that's the point of that.
Yeah. Okay. So that was deep and heavy and whatever. So let's come up for some air and talk about something a little lighter, and then we'll dive back in because that's what we do. Okay, so let's talk about phones. I'm going to ask each of you, what app would you say you are addicted to right now?
Well, probably TikTok, because, I mean, that's the thing I mostly get on my phone. Like, literally last night I was scrolling. I was literally up to like almost 3. Just scrolling.
Oh, you're gonna make us look
and
bad.
Scrolling.
Do you
and
remember
scrolling.
When you got on TikTok?
No.
Was it right away?
Yeah, it's just like soon as
I started off with Musical.ly back in like 2016. Yeah, that's when I was on Musical.ly, and then when it turned into TikTok. So
okay,
it's been a while.
Instagram, yeah. TikTok. That's like the two main apps right now.
Okay. Yeah, and
no Snapchat. Is that over?
I mean, Snapchat, like, yeah, people talk to each other on Snapchat, but it's not, like, a crazed thing anymore.
I don't really be on Snapchat at all. Like, I only have it still because, like, I have all my pictures from, like, years and years ago when I was on it. But, like, it's just, like, Snapchat is, like, I feel like that's old to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But Michaela uses it a lot than me.
I use Snapchat a lot, but it's not something that, like, I'm so, like, crazed over. It's just, like...
Or, like, addicted to.
Yeah, addicted to. Because it's just, like... It's just an app to talk to people. Like, TikTok, like, you can scroll and see, like, different POVs of, like, different people across, like, the world. So it's, like, interesting to see. And then you'll learn a lot of stuff on TikTok that you wouldn't even necessarily, like, learn.
Right. I agree.
In general. Like, you get to see a bunch of different people. So it's nice. And especially, like, Instagram, too. Like, same thing. You get to just explore more.
Yeah. I loved Instagram a lot, and then I actually resisted TikTok through the pandemic and everything. I was like, I'm not getting on there, you know. And then I finally caved after my friends, you know, it came to the point where I was getting 100 TikTok videos a day. And I was like, okay, fine, I'm just going to get on there. And I love it. And for what you're saying, I'm just exposed to so many things that I'm interested in. And I think the coolest part about it is, for me, I don't know if you guys feel like this, but it's made me feel less alone, where I'm like, oh my gosh, this is not just a me thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, other people are this happens to other people. That's wild. I thought I was weird.
Right.
So that's really cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
And like even picking up like different hobbies, like pickleball. I just started playing pickleball with my friends because I saw like TikTok, like it exposed me to it. I didn't even know this was a sport. And it just like, wow.
Yeah. Or just like. Even, like, the Summer Ween thing, we got a lot of inspiration from TikTok. So
and
it's
Pinterest,
like,
TikTok, Pinterest, like,
Yeah. Well, and you know, a lot of other generations are just, you know, they don't understand TikTok and whatnot, but I'm like, you have to understand, like, it is so cool to see people express themselves. And I think about, you know, when I was young, I'm really dating myself and sounding silly, but I used to spend my days after school with a big old video camera on the table and like recording myself doing stuff, singing, dancing. I was pretending to be a news reporter. I was being a teacher. And that's what everybody's doing now. It's just in a way cooler way. You know, so it's this I'm just so much about self-expression, and it's really cool. And so like you're saying, thinking the way that it's delivered. If Trish, you just called me and you were like, hey, we should play pickleball, there's like a 0.0% chance that I'm going to jump on in. But if you show me a TikTok of somebody doing it, I'm going to be like, you know what? I actually think I want to try that. That looks cool.
Yeah.
So
what app could just disappear tomorrow and you wouldn't miss it?
Facebook. That's like, let me not, like, I feel I like I'm know. Hating on you guys so much, it's, but it's just the millennial, like,
it's not me.
I'm right. used it's to that just, from Trent, because he has a Facebook, but he never, he like, yeah. I don't think he even realizes it exists.
And it's like, I like, I found myself, because I was like trying to see like what my dad sees on Facebook Reels, because he sends me Facebook Reels and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what are we doing here? Yeah. And so I try to like scroll through some and I'm like, there's so much like misconceptions of like kids now on Facebook Reels, and it's just like, maybe this is where like what's feeding you with certain things is because like one kid can act a certain way and you take that as like a whole, and I'm just like, is that that's why you guys think this way, because you see one kid acting this way or like a group of kids acting this way and you think this is just everybody? That's just like how I feel. So I'm like, I don't like Facebook. I feel like it just like gives Gen Z a bad look because people don't really understand us. And I just feel like it's just, I just don't. And personally, I just don't like going on Facebook in general. I only do it to stalk my family members. So see if they're posting bad photos of me or whatnot.
Fair. Fair. What do you think that grown-ups should actually be worried about with technology?
Honestly, like explicit photos and like what they're posting and stuff. Because like, I'm not trying to give like everybody a bad rep here. But like, there's this girl at my school, and I swear she like, she edits her photos to make her butt bigger, and you can see, like, the background warping, and you're just like, what are you doing? And then she just, like, has, like, everything out, and, like, parents just don't care, take that into consideration, and it's just, like, your kid is being judged for, like, how they're presenting themselves, and I'm like, digital footprint, guys, like, this can go back to, like, if you try to make a career out of yourself, people pull up stuff, like, all the time like that, and it's just, like, a bad look for yourself, or, like, even who they're talking to. And, like, just what they're doing, because some people just don't have common sense. And,
yeah. You agree?
Yeah, I agree with that a lot, because it's, like, a lot of people in my school, it's, like, it really depends on, like, well, it doesn't depend, but especially their age, because, like, they have everything out, and it's just, like, they're, like, a ninth grader just coming into high school, and it's just, like, why are you doing that? Why are you trying to, like, show out?
Yeah.
Why? I want to have a whole other episode on this of asking the question why.
Well, and I think people need to be more aware. Like, I was on Instagram, and I don't even know how this person got onto my Instagram, but it was like, it was college kids, and they were having a party in a hotel room, and these girls were no clothes on, and the boys were doing completely inappropriate things, and I'm like, delete, 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 but I'm just thinking, like, those people's parents are out there, and like you said, they're going to go try to get jobs, and you could see everybody's faces. I didn't know anybody in the video, so I don't even know how they got on my Instagram, but I was like immediately deleting because it was like so inappropriate, and I'm just thinking like, dude, if I was one of those girls' moms, or even the boys' moms, like any of their moms, like I was like, oh my gosh, why would you allow yourself to be in a video? Like, first of all, be in that position. Second of all, be in that video. Like, inappropriate content, inappropriate things they were doing, things they had in that hotel, like everything about it, the whole way around, completely inappropriate. I'm just thinking, dude, if anybody knows any of you out in the world, like, this is bad. You guys could be going to jail for this stuff. What are you doing? Like, you said, have some common sense.
I just think it's like, I get like in the moment stuff, but like, it's still, I think they don't think their parents are probably like on Instagram or just like even like looking that deep to see like those videos and stuff.
We're on Instagram, just so everybody knows.
And it's like, I'm not saying like completely like watch them and like watch their every move and everything.
And like constantly check phones and stuff.
Because like, I feel like that is like a way to create fear and not like, that's just a way to like make you guys distant. I feel like that's just not a very good way to like fix that type of problem. Just like inform them and just like be like, hey, like, don't do this. Like, what are you doing? Just like, because my parents always taught me, even growing up, like, that is not a way to present yourself. That is not, you're just going to make your seem, like, you're just going to make yourself seem not good.
Yeah.
Like, not presentable.
I think it's like a mutual respect thing, too. Like, you respect adults, right, whoever your caregivers or parents are, by not going out in the world and acting a fool, and we respect you by not running down your phones and being able to trust you, right? Like, right. Trent's super respectful, but every once in a while, if he's going somewhere or doing something, I'll be like, don't forget the internet's forever, right? Yeah, like, and I don't need to tell him that, but every once in a while, I throw that out there, don't forget the internet's forever, right?
And just, like, some parents just don't even care either, because, like, that girl that I was talking about, like, her mom just, like, doesn't even care. Like, I feel like she just, like, encourages it. Like, not, like, her to put herself out there like that, but, like, encourages, like, her, like, ghetto behavior. Mm-hmm. Like,
kind of, like, enables it.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's, it's just so interesting. And so, to your point of having that conversation of, you know, understanding what the future repercussions of that are, mm-hmm. and being able to connect it to, like, something that matters to you, you know, if there's some particular job that you want to get into later on in life, just understand that if this behavior is recorded, it's on the internet, which is forever, that's going to impact your chances of achieving that. So connecting the dots of, like, hey, I know this seems all fun and, like, you know, your friends are doing it, but just understand what happens down the road with this.
Yeah. For sure. So what do you guys think stresses you out most right now?
Probably, like, because since we're both going to be seniors, like, colleges, getting into them, and all the stuff that goes around it, just being a senior in general, it's just a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, like, I'm ready for it, but at the same time, I'm not. But, like, we still got to go in it anyway, so it's, like, I'm not scared, so.
I got to say, like, my family, school, and just, like, when it's in season for, like, sports plays a big role in that. Like sometimes my heart will start hurting because I'm just, like, so stressed out with, like, sports and everything and, like, just everything going on. And I'm trying to think of, like what to do in these situations and how to carry everything. And then you got your parents at home, like, have, like, expectations and everything. So it's, like, hard to deal with.
I think one thing that I keep trying to tell Trent, because he's going to college this in the fall, and I know that was really stressful to him, is, like, I want you guys to remember you don't have to have it figured out. Like, nobody has it figured out when they go to college. Mm-hmm. And I think more adults need to tell you guys that. Like, you don't need to know what you're going to do forever. You don't need to know what you're going to major in college. You don't, like, literally going to college, just, like, pick somewhere where you want to spend the next couple years or even just the next year. Like, with Trent, I'm just like, just pick a place where you're cool with hanging out there for the next year, because you can always change. You can always go to another school. You can always pick another major. And most people do. And that's the thing that I don't think is said enough, too. Like, most people start college for one thing and they end up in something totally different. Or they decide to go out in the job field. Like, what is most important is that you're enjoying what you're doing while learning too. Not overly enjoying, not overly stressing, but, like, a good balance in the middle of having a good college experience. And some people go too far into one part of partying too much, like I did, which meant I had to go back when I was a grown-up. So just, like, have a good balance so that, like, you go, you learn a lot and enjoy that opportunity of learning. Because the other thing that I don't think is said enough is, like, college is nothing like this, like, high school or middle school or elementary school. Nothing at all. And so, like, Trent was like, I don't like school. And I was like, college is not like school, though.
Right.
It's very, very different. Like, you're going to pick classes that are, like, super interesting stuff. Like, I had one, like, introduction to Buddhism and introduction to witchcraft and introduction to Roman cinema, you know, like, just all these, like, things that just sound interesting or fun to do. Pottery class, like, you can take all of these different classes. Like, I remember Nikki took Zumba class, you know. So, like, experience, like, do one or two core classes, but then do some fun stuff that'll just, like, expand your world. Because another thing I found out in college is, like, you don't know what you don't know. And our world around here is so, so small. Mm-hmm. And when you get to college, you're like, dang.
Yeah. And you don't know who you are. Like, you have a general sense of who you are, but these are the years where you're actually going to figure that out. And so taking those opportunities, like Trisha's saying, and taking these different classes, because then you start to actually, like, lean in and figure out what excites you, maybe where you have some gifts and some talents and things that you hadn't tried before. And so those really are the years. It's like I felt that pressure of, like you're saying, where I thought I had to have it all figured out and lock into something, mm-hmm. and that had to be it forever. And that's like the farthest thing from the truth. And so that's such a freeing, that you just helped, you just healed my inner child. Thanks so much.
And we'll pause real quick.
Are you ready to transform your real estate career? Join MyStarsAcademy.com and access expert-led training designed to help you close more deals and build lasting success. Start your journey today at MyStarsAcademy.com.
All right, we are going to talk a little bit more about mental health and then go on to some fun stuff. So what helps you guys cope on tough days? What do we need to know about leaving you all alone or giving you an extra hug? What's up?
Honestly, like, this is not a healthy way to cope, I'm not gonna lie, but like sometimes it gets so built up, like I'm gonna have to just like argue, I'm gonna have to yell, I'm gonna have to just like, yeah, or yeah. And you just gotta leave me alone, like leave me alone, or I'm gonna argue or I'm gonna yell, because that's just my way of like decompressing, like everything, like letting everything go.
You need to rage out.
Yeah.
That's because you are the daughter of Jacob Aponte.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Might I recommend, do you scream into a pillow ever?
No, because I feel like, this is going to sound bad, but, like, I have to be, like, arguing with the person. Like, I need a reaction out of you. Like, I feel like it gives me more of, like, a reason to, like I need a reason to be yelling at you. I don't know why, but it like, yeah. And then after I'm like kind of regretting it, but then at the same time, I'm just like, yeah, like relieved.
Relief, yeah.
That may be destructive in future relationships. Might want to talk to a therapist about that.
Okay.
Just yeah. Not that it's wrong, yeah. But eventually that might cause some problems.
I'm not a therapist.
I'm not a therapist.
Well, I like, just like, well, just saying, like, the days, like, that I don't want to go to school or something, my headphones are critical for me, because, like, I just, music, I feel like that just chills me out anywhere. Well, sometimes it makes me fall asleep, but it's just, like, yeah, my headphones, I just need them wherever I go. I literally have them, like, on the little hook on my backpack every day, so I won't forget them, because I know, like, it's just going to be bad without them.
Yeah. Yeah. Music makes you.
Yeah, it just helps me in, like, any situation, really.
Oh, Michaela, you know what I thought of? Have you been to a rage room?
I heard of them. I wanted to, but I heard you had to be, like, 16 or older. Right. Now I'm finally 16, so, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to take you to a rage room so we can find you a better way than yelling at people. Not that it's wrong, but I like the rage room.
Kaylee and I are going to go to a concert.
You guys can go to a concert. Yeah. Me and Michaela will rage room. I went to a rage room, and I got to beat up a TV with a baseball bat. And if you watch the playback of it, like, I got some serious issues. So I'm not saying what you do is wrong, because I have those same serious issues. It's all good. Do you guys feel like your school does enough when it comes to mental health?
No.
Honestly, like, they put it out there. We have we have a bunch of poster boards. We have like a mental health club. And one of my Spanish teachers, Miss Saratsis, she's like a big spokesperson on mental health, like huge spokesperson. So I feel like, me personally, for like what a school can do, I feel like they're like putting the information out there, they're doing what they can do, but I feel like they need to go in like more like in depth with like it, mm-hmm. talking to people, connecting more with people, because like they're just always like, well, they can come to us, we have this resources for you, if you need help, come to us. But instead of like seeing like a kid walking through the middle of the hallway crying, and it's just like not approaching them, you're just like waiting for them to approach you. I feel like that's something that we can work on at a school, but I feel like so far they're not doing like the worst. Like, I feel like they're doing pretty great.
Nice, nice. But maybe being more observant.
Yeah.
I disagree, like, totally. Well, it's just because we go to different schools, but her school is a lot bigger. Mine is like a smaller school. There's like no poster boards, no nothing, no group. I feel like they try to avoid it. Even that, because it's like, there's always, like, I know there's always somebody in the hallway, like, crying or, like, frustrated. It's just like something, like they're just mad. Like I'm always seeing somebody in the hallway like it, and I'm like, they need something to like help the people that are just struggling, and there's just like nothing there.
Need a place to go to.
Yeah, like even like a room, because it's like there's like one teacher that like she like tries, but it's like she's not like trying hard enough to like reach out to students and stuff. But it's like there's nothing about mental health or nothing around my school.
Do you think if they had like a room, like the safe space, do you think that kids would go in there?
Yeah, because it's like even like me and my friends have talked about it before, because it's like everybody has those days. Mm-hmm. And it's just like I feel like that would help us a lot if we at least had like a room, or it's just like a safe space or something like that. Yeah.
I feel like that, but like a lot of kids are like so destructive nowadays. Like I feel like that's just gonna get torn apart. But like we have a lounge room that like during lunch people go into, hang out in there. But I feel like the main like way to tackle this issue is have like administrators go up to students instead of having like, well, if they need help they can just come to us, and like going up to them, because like kids are just like so closed. They don't want to go up to you. You have to come to them, like approach them with it.
Or even like a teacher they trust.
Yeah.
Not even, because like some administrators, like I know people, like they scare them off more, administrators, so.
That's like, because that's what I'm just, yeah. That's what I'm saying, is just going up to them, because like you can obviously see that somebody's having a bad day. And instead of like, well, if they need help, they can just come to us. And like putting on like the announcements that, oh, we have these resources if you need help. I feel like that only does so much, because kids just
like they don't too scared to like go up to somebody,
or they just don't take that initiative, you know?
Yeah.
So like having people come to them, it just helps more. I feel like that will make more of like a connection, if anything.
Nice. Where do you feel safe to be your full self? Do you feel like you have to present yourself as different versions of yourself? Like, I know even as a grown-up, like, I have a Trisha at work, and then there's a Trisha at home, and there's many versions of Trisha. Yeah. What do you guys feel like?
Well, like, I've been getting, like, especially, like, at my work and stuff, like, in school, like, I act generally the same. Like, it's just, like, certain places, or, like, if I'm going, like, out somewhere, like, special or something, like, or, like, important event or something, I, like, of course, like, or even over the phone, like, I just have, like, a professional voice. Because it's, like, sometimes you need to be professional. Mm-hmm. But, like, most of the time, I'm most the same. Like, even around my boyfriend, I'm the same, which is surprising because, like, I'm more comfortable. But, yeah.
Honestly, I would say, like, close friends and family, but like sometimes like you said, there's so many versions of yourself. Like sometimes you get confused, like what is, like, you're so used to playing that role, like you're kind of like, what is my real self? Like, because you get just like trapped in certain areas of your life, and you're just like, I don't know, because that's how I feel. Like that's like kind of how I feel sometimes, is like I'll play, like I'll like have to be more professional around certain people, but then like certain areas I'm not, and I'm just like genuinely like, who am I? Like I'm just jumping from different personalities to different personalities, so like sometimes I get confused with that. But I think they're all versions of myself. It's just like I like, it's hard to put together at times, but like I would say like friends and family, close friends and family is like where I feel like my true self, where I can actually like get those all combined.
Yeah.
I feel like you just got to try to find that balance.
Yeah.
In between.
Yeah, because it's like I said, it's like hard to, because you don't know, like, is this real? Like, am I acting like who I actually am? And that's like what I'm trying to say is like, I can act a certain way here and then act a certain way here. But like, is this really who I am? At certain points, that's just how I feel. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you get stressed out about people accepting you as your full authentic self?
Yes, honestly, like I can say that a lot. There's just a lot of judgment in the world. Yeah. And it's just like, it's hard to accept yourself, and it's hard to like understand, like it plays a role in your like mindset. Mm-hmm. And it like tricks your brain, like, okay, well, is this me? Is like how I'm acting right now, is that me? But like,
yeah. Or like even like you see like, for like if you're like meeting a new person and like the way they act, or like you're trying to like act like, not like act like them, but like the same personality type. Like you're trying to
match them.
Yeah. So they can like accept you or like, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, and I've talked about this before too, and there's just certain different people have different energies. And so when you're around them, some of them you feel like you kind of shrink down and maybe aren't as expressive. And then around other people, you feel more comfortable and, you know, like you can be your full authentic self. So that's an interesting take. That's an interesting topic of like where you feel your full self. And I think that comes back to also I've done the same thing, is that like my core friend group is the people I feel most expansive around, where I feel like I don't have to shrink and I can just be me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like even like still on that journey of finding yourself, it's like, am I really being my full authentic self? Because like I'm still like trying to figure out like who I am. So like, is this really me? Like, that's just, like, sometimes it trips me up. Because it's like, am I really being myself?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just, like, that deep overthinking thought. Like, I am just being myself, but I'm thinking too deeply into it.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just, like, is this me? Like, am I?
But I think in that moment, that's where you can kind of, instead of feeling it up here, just kind of like feel it in your gut, what your body's telling you. Like if in that moment you're feeling like, ooh, this doesn't feel right, that's usually the indicator that you are shifting who you really are.
Yeah.
So
I think throughout life you'll be many versions of yourself too. Like absolutely. When I look back to my teenage self, my 20-year-old self, my 30-year-old self, my 40-year-old self to today, my 43-year-old self, right? Like you change as your seasons evolve. And then like going back to what you said earlier in your podcast too, like also who's surrounding you, you know? Yeah. But I think like you said, you really have to feel it in your gut and enjoy being who you're being. And if you're not enjoying your life and who you're around, then you know you're not being authentic to yourself.
Yep.
So you guys have both been thrown some curveballs in life. What's one thing you've worked to overcome that you're super proud of?
You can go first.
No, I know. I need a minute to like think.
I know. I do too.
I need a minute to think. Man, that's like
that's
rough
a big
because
one.
Like I'm still like to this day, even though I've been like thrown so many like curveballs and been through so much in my life, it's still like something that I'm still working through to this day because like.
Right.
I mean, I've been struggling since, like, 9 years old with my whole situation with my mom. And then, like, now that impacts who I am today. And it's still, like, it's still impacting me because, like, my parents' situation, because they go through hardships, too. And it's just, like, it's still something I struggle with. I mean, I do what I can. I achieve good grades. I work. I play softball. I try to balance all this stuff. And everything, but it's just still something that is like I'm struggling with.
I think both things can be true at the same time, though. You can be proud of yourself for continuing down a positive road and still be working to be a better version of yourself or be that that person you're striving to continue to be.
Yeah, because it's
so be proud even in the struggle.
Yeah, because like that's what I always try to be for myself, because I'm always like, well, I can do more. I can be better. I could have did this. I could have did that. But it's just, like, always I have to take, like, an account of, like, what I'm dealing with at home, what I have to take, like, who I have to take care of and everything. So it's just always, like, yeah.
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 I don't know. I don't know. I don't really think that way because it's, like, there's been a lot happening in my life, like, since very young. And it's just, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It's just, it's really complicated.
I think for both of you guys both have jobs. And I think that holding down jobs and going to school and is something you guys should definitely be proud of. Because, number one, it's hard for anybody to find a job nowadays. Yeah. And number two, you're balancing so many balls in the air and still, like, throwing parties for your whole family, like Summer Again.
Yeah, but it's like, I feel proud of that, but sometimes I feel like that's not enough. People like always are gonna judge me for not like doing this and not doing that and not like having all straight A's and stuff like that.
I feel like that's what teenagers really struggle with now, is like confidence and like really trying to like be proud of themselves and everything. 'Cause you got like everybody around you either doing better than you or like
She's putting you down. Like,
yeah, putting you down.
Yeah.
So it's just hard to, like, really think of, like, what have I done? Like, be proud of yourself because there's, like, so many other people around you. So it's, like, I feel like that's just what teenagers, like, genuinely, like, struggle with. And I feel like this is something that's been a problem throughout, like, years. Like, everybody has been through this. And I feel like this is just a problem that everybody goes through.
One thing I always like to tell the kids is, like, number one, you'll never be everybody's cup of tea. And even if you were, some people like coffee. So, like, even you'll always be too something for somebody else, right? Like, when I was overweight, I was too fat. And then when I got skinny, I was too skinny. And then when I was smart, oh, you think you're better than everybody. Mm-hmm. And then when you dropped out of college, you're a big loser, right? Like, so you're always going to be too something. You're going to be too loud. You're going to be too quiet. You're going to be working too hard. You're not going to be working enough. So, like, one thing that has helped me along the way and maybe will help you guys is, like, number one, understanding, like, your 100% is going to look different every day. Some days your 100% is just going to be getting out of bed. But you still gave your 100% by getting out of bed. Mm-hmm. And some days, your 100% is going to be everything. You're going to get out of bed. You're going to clean the house. You're going to get an A on the test. You're going to go to work. You're going to crush it. You're going to do all these things. And that is what your 100% looked like that day. So I think that at the end of the day, as long as you feel like you gave your 100% that day, you should be really proud of yourself. Because that is a journey and that is a win and that is hard, right? And you keep just showing up to give whatever that 100% looks like that day. And then give yourself grace because you can't make anybody else happy. You just have to try to make yourself happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word. Yeah. All right. Some quick fun, and then we're going to wrap up. Let's lighten it up a little bit. What's your dream day? What's your perfect day? This is Trisha Dork's daily question. What's your perfect day?
I got to be like on a beach right after I just got done swimming for like 5 hours with a nice salami sandwich, eating it with some Doritos or some Sun Chips, and then laying on the sand, taking a nice nap. That's my perfect day right there.
Oh, I love that. I want to be there too. Mm-hmm. I can taste the salami and Sun Chips.
Yeah. Right.
I think just like my perfect day is just chilling at home in like the air, just like playing Fortnite or something, or just on the game with my boyfriend or something. Just chillaxing, comfortable.
Chillaxing.
Yeah. I like it. A little relax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is something about the future that excites you?
I think, like, especially, like, what I'm going into, like, my career, that kind of excites me because, like, nobody knows what the future holds.
Right.
But it's just, like, it's just fun to think about it, like, down the road, like, first apartment, first, like, pets and stuff. That's just, like, fun to think about.
It is. It's, like, you get to build your own adventure, and you just don't know, you know, like, what exciting things are coming.
Right.
So.
Or where it's going.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Like, I gotta agree. Like, seeing where you'll go, it's exciting and scary. Like, it genuinely gives me anxiety, like, thinking about what could happen in the future and everything. So it gives me anxiety, but it's also something to look forward to because, like, I could have so many different, like, opportunities later in life, and it, like, kind of helps me, like, drives me to go towards the future more instead of, like, holding myself back because I'm so scared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you could create your own high school class, what would it be?
I guess just a class to relax in, take some time to relax.
Like, help with other, like, homework classes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, not really prep. Study hall, but, like, just, like, assistance. Because I feel like we don't have that enough for, like, every class.
An actual class that, like, SAT prep, prepare you for, like, college. Not, like, an AP, but, like, just kind of give you ready to, like, write your college essay.
What you're going to look forward to. Yeah.
What college is going to be expect. Like.
Yeah.
Little life planning class.
Yeah. Honestly, because I feel like that's what kids struggle with.
Yeah.
I'm still struggling with that. Right? So I would have loved that.
Who's your favorite movie or book character and why?
Ooh, man. I got a bunch. I got to say either Veda Saltonfuss from My Girl or Gordy from Stand By Me. But honestly, I got to say I love Bumper from Pitch Perfect.
Are you going to give us the why?
Okay, so Bumper from Pitch Perfect, he's just chaotic. I love him. He just has that energy. that everyone needs. Everyone needs to be like Bumper. And then I got to say Veda Saltonfuss, because she's just been through so much at a young age. And it's just like she grew from it. And I can relate to her. I can relate to her. And Gordy, same thing with him. I just love their characters.
Nice.
Can it be like, well, not really cartoon, but
it could be anything you want, girl.
Like, I just like The Nightmare Before Christmas. Like, just like Tim Burton in general, because like I like his movies. Just like they're like comfort movies to me. So it's like, yeah.
Nice. Anything else you two would like to tell the world before we wrap up?
Take it one day at a time.
Yeah.
Take it one day at a time. You got this.
I like it. Put it on a bumper sticker, baby.
Yeah.
All right, parents and caregivers, take notes. Girls, you guys have done amazing today. I'm so impressed by you. You did so awesome.
Such a great conversation. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, this was great. This is great.
Oh, there was one more thing. What do you think adults and teens should do more of together?
I think adults need to be more considerate with what their teen is going through, because at the end of the day, like, you guys have had more experiences, and so you know how to deal with hardships more than teenagers do, because, I mean, like, don't get me wrong, it's everyone's first life, like, it's everyone's first time living, but, I mean, teenagers, they don't have much experiences as you do, so just be considerate, be patient, and, like, don't have, like, even though hold a high expectation, don't get me wrong, but just, like, at certain points, just lower it a little bit. Give us some, like, time to breathe,
right,
in a way.
I like that. Consider that they don't have as many life experiences. That is something I don't think I've ever considered. That was great. Thank you, Michaela. All right, so survival tools. Ask instead of assuming. Listen more than you fix. Schedule mental check-ins. Create a safe space without being a helicopter. Support therapy. Show up even when it's awkward. This was great, guys.
Yeah.
Let's wrap. What do you got?
A lot of great takeaways.
A lot of great takeaways. All right, friends, if you like the show, share the show, and make sure you hit that subscribe button. Thanks, everybody. We know you have a lot of options out there of things to watch and things to listen to, so we appreciate you listening to us. And that's what we got for today, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.